Amen. The day comes, amen, he's the last thought on our minds when we go to bed. He's the first thought that's on our minds when we get up.
Praise God.
Amen. Even the Word tells me even that we are dwelling in heavenly places with Him. Mm-hmm. Think of that. Even though our place is here upon this earth, amen, the Bible says that we are the body of Christ, that we are in Him and He's in us.
Amen.
And we are dwelling, amen, in the heavenlies. In the heavenlies, mm-hmm. God.
Amen.
Amen. The Word of God tonight is precious. And I do ask God for His anointing to preach His Word.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord, that the Word of God will come alive to our hearts and souls and minds tonight.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus, Lord.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
God's Word is truth. Thy Word, O God, is truth. Amen. The message tonight, amen, to never know the plan of salvation. Think of this, folks. There are those who will never know. To never know who Jesus Christ is. To never know the truth. There are those who are forever learning. The Word of God says this. But they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
Isn't that so sad?
It is very sad.
The well-educated men, theologians, amen, that can quote the Scriptures to you, amen, can tell you, amen, all the history of the Bible. And yet, they can't grasp salvation. If you would stand with me tonight for the reading of the Word. In the book of 2 Timothy, in chapter 3, verse 7. Amen. Forever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is a sad case, folks. Because my Word says, God said that His Word said, if this gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost. Amen. My. Because they chose to be lost.
That's right.
They chose not to walk in the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Amen. In the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the light.
Amen.
No man comes unto the Father but by me. This is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way. There is no other way, folks. Mm-mm. No other way. We of the apostolic faith have had this truth that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light from the beginning of our walk with God. Many say that they have this truth. But Jesus Christ said, amen, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Amen.
But Lord, we cast out devils in thy name. We did mighty works in thy name. But Jesus again said, I never knew you. When I was hungry, you did not feed me. When I was naked, you did not clothe me. When I was in prison, you never come to me. You never visited me when I was sick.
Amen.
But Lord, when did we see you in prison, or naked, or hungry, or sick? And Jesus said, seeing as how you didn't do it to the least of your brothers, you did not do it unto me. I thank my God that the Word says that those who believe in Christ, and these signs shall follow them that believe, they shall cast out devils.
Amen.
But folks, because you're casting out devils, it's not going to save your soul.
That's right.
Amen. I say, even though you would do mighty works and you have not the love of God in your life or your fellow man, then you don't love Christ.
Amen.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. This wonderful truth, God's plan of salvation. Hear me, folks. There's many, many ways that the world is saying a man can be saved. But I say unto you that in the Word of God, the Apostle Peter, appointed of the Lord, he stood up on the day of Pentecost, and when they asked him, how shall we be saved, what must we do, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
What a marvelous truth.
Amen.
And that same Holy Ghost will lead and guide us into all truth.
Yes.
Thy word, O God, is truth.
Yes,
amen. There is a way that seems good to a man, but the ways thereof is the way of death.
Amen.
Amen. There is that way, but there's only one true way. Right. Peter said, repent.
Yes, indeed.
Let all men be a liar, but God's word's truth.
Amen.
By the written word of God, it says, and be baptized. Why? For the remission of sins.
Amen.
I do not understand why it can't be revealed, what others can't understand. Amen. And to think that just by saying I'm sorry, then the blood is applied.
Amen.
The blood takes away sins. Water does not remit sins, but God chose through the washing of water by the word of God to save those that might believe. It's not the water that takes away the sins, but the blood is applied by the word of God.
Amen.
When one is baptized.
That's right.
John 16 and 13. Howbeit, when he, Jesus is speaking, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. Now, is this repentance and water baptism in Jesus' name and receiving the Holy Ghost? Is that not truth?
Amen.
For he shall speak not of himself, but he shall speak of Jesus. Amen. But whatsoever he shall hear, speaking of the Holy Ghost, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, we don't want to be confused by the word of God. Jesus Christ said, it is expedient for me to go away. Amen. For I must go away that the Father might send back the gift of the Holy Ghost in my name. I must go away in the flesh. I must return to the heavenlies in the flesh. But I will come to you. My Father and I will come to you. We will sup with you. We'll walk up and down in you. We will live in you. Amen. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost in me is the Spirit of Christ. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Jesus Christ is our comforter.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Amen. Let all men be a liar. God's word is truth.
Amen.
How sad to have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof.
Mm-hmm.
The power is the truth.
Amen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. A revelation. Amen. What is the power? It is truth. There's nothing more powerful than the truth.
Amen.
The name of Jesus is power.
Uh-huh.
At the name of Jesus, the devils in hell quake.
Amen.
To never know. How sad to never know who Jesus is.
Mm.
To never know the plan of salvation. If you don't know Jesus, you'll never be saved.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Many shall call out on him in that day. But who's the truth? In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 10, Philippians 2 and 10, the Apostle Paul says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven,
praise God,
and things in earth, mm-hmm, and things under the earth. Hear me.
Amen.
There is no name higher than the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No name above that
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord God.
Amen.
Amen. To the glory of God the Father. There are great scholars, great teachers, men of renown, very well educated, and have great worldly knowledge, great worldly wisdom,
Amen,
but they have no spiritual wisdom.
Amen.
But God chose the foolish things in this world to confound the wise. Hear me. Because God knew that man's wisdom is vanity.
That's right.
Amen. And therefore, God said that by man's wisdom, man would never know God. But God chose, through the foolishness of preaching, to save them that might believe. Don't be so educated that you're ignorant of God's word.
Amen.
Right.
For man's wisdom is foolishness to God.
Yes.
And God's wisdom is foolishness to man.
Amen.
So not very many noble, not very many renowned, not very many rich, not very many popular are called according to this calling.
Uh-huh.
But God chose us. You hear this? Don't be ashamed. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to all them that believe.
Uh-huh.
Amen. This is not arrogance.
That's right.
Amen. But this is truth. Amen. Amen. But God chose us, the apostolics, to reveal His truth.
Amen.
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 Joy.
Who Jesus Christ really is. What is the true plan of salvation? Who is true? Jesus has chosen us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Of the apostolic faith doctrine to reveal His truth.
Amen.
Amen. There are many, amen, that have some idea of truth. There's many aspiring for truth. But when truth is presented to them, they have the choice to accept that truth or reject it.
That's right.
So what is truthful is the fact is this. Do you really want to know truth? Or do you want to stay in your own man-made truth? Listen, if you're truly wanting to learn of God and truly wanting to walk closer to God, then God's Word should not offend you.
That's right.
Amen. And if it's written in the book, amen, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word will never pass away.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And if you want truth, you must seek truth.
That's amen. Right. Amen.
And when God reveals truth, you've got to accept truth.
Amen.
If not, God will allow you to believe a lie and be damned.
Amen.
Right.
Who is Jesus Christ? We take these truths for granted. Now, this is so true. We are the apostolics. Many times we take these truths for granted.
Amen.
But the world never comes to this precious knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
By the world, you'll never know who Jesus Christ is.
That's right.
You'll never know. This thing is revealed from God.
Amen.
This is the mystery. Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Amen.
And what was his name? The angel spoke unto Mary and said, the baby's name shall be called Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall save his people from their sin.
Yes.
We know that Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. God manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. This is truth.
That's right.
And if you're offended in God's Word, if you're offended in Jesus' name, amen. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy. God don't want us to debate this with people.
That's
he
right.
don't want us to argue with people.
Amen.
Amen. He don't want us to get into science, falsely so called. He don't want us to get into fables and fairy tales. But the Word of God says, without debate,
that's
without
right.
controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
Yes.
Now, folks, that should tell you something.
Yeah.
If the apostles told Timothy that the mystery of God, amen, is a great, great mystery. If it was everyone to understand, it wouldn't be a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
If godliness was not a mystery, then everyone would understand it.
Amen.
And what is this godliness? God was manifested in the flesh as Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He was justified in the Spirit when the Holy Ghost, amen, descended out of heaven in the form of a dove and lit upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because God in heaven spoke to John and said, upon the one that the Holy Ghost descends in the form of a dove and lights upon him, that is the Savior. That's how John knew who Jesus Christ was, because he had a sign.
Amen.
Amen. And then a voice out of heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Amen.
Oh my. Oh my. If Jesus could say that I'm his Son, and that he's well pleased with me.
Amen.
Oh my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Scene of angels. Jesus spoke to Philip and he spoke to Andrew and he said, does this marvel you because I spoke unto Nathan and said, before you, I knew you, I saw you underneath a fig tree. Amen. He saw Nathan coming and he said, behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. And then Nathan said unto him, Now Nathanael said unto him, "Whence knowest me, Lord?" He said, "I saw you when you was over there underneath the fig tree."
Amen.
And instantly, that man said, "Truly thou art the Christ, the Son of God."
Amen.
And Jesus said, "Do you believe that because of what you've seen?" He said, "Before this is over with, you're going to see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Preached unto the Gentiles. Folks, that's us.
Amen.
Yes.
Preached unto us. Jesus Christ was preached unto us.
Yes.
Believed on in the world.
Amen.
And received up into glory.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the great mystery of godliness.
Amen.
Anyone can understand in a godly being that's invisible, it's out somewhere where we'll never see or touch or feel, because people worship anything and everything.
That's right.
But the mystery of this godliness is that our God, amen, robed himself in flesh and came and walked this earth as a man.
That's good.
Think of that.
Amen.
Amen. Our God, amen, he had the Spirit of God in him. This is the great thing of God.
Amen.
John 14:9 says, Jesus saith unto him, Philip, "Have I been so long with you, Philip, and yet thou hast not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father."
Amen.
"And then how can you ask, show us the Father?" Philip said, "Let us see the Father." Do you hear me now? Jesus spoke unto Philip and said, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" And Philip said, "Let us see the Father, and we'll be satisfied."
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ was a man walking upon the earth as the Son of God. Amen. And Philip said, "Let us see God the Father, the Eternal Spirit." And Jesus said, "Philip, have I been so long with you, and you do not know who I am?"
Uh-huh.
He is the I am.
Amen.
"You have, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you think Philip argued that when he said, "When you've seen me, Philip, you've seen the Father? For I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and we are one."
Amen.
Yes.
How then can you even ask to see the Father? My Lord, my Lord. If ever there was a separation in God, it was when God, the Eternal Spirit, was in heaven, and Jesus Christ, the Son, was upon the earth, and yet Jesus took the authority to tell his disciples, "When you've seen me, you have seen the Father." How can you even ask to see him? So how can anyone expect, when they get into heaven, to see God the Father as one man, and Jesus Christ as a second man, and the Holy Ghost as a third man? Amen. John 20:28, "And Thomas said unto him, My Lord and my God. Thomas said, I will not believe Jesus has risen from the dead unless I see him put my finger in the nail prints of his hands and thrust my hand in his side. Jesus appeared unto the disciples, and he spoke unto Thomas and said, Thomas, come hither, believing and not doubting."
Amen.
Thomas fell on his knees and cried, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, you believe, but henceforth blessed is the man having not seen, yet believe."
Amen.
Hear what I'm saying. Thomas knew Jesus. He saw Jesus as a man. He saw Jesus hungry, thirsty, tired. And yet when he saw the resurrected Christ, amen, he fell on his hands and on his knees, and he cried out, "My Lord and my God." Amen. That should speak for itself.
Yes, it
should.
Church, who is Jesus Christ? Church, do we know the plan of salvation? Do we know the truth?
Amen.
The Bible says that we should buy the truth and sell it not.
That's right.
Amen. Don't be persuaded into another doctrine.
Amen.
Amen. Be rooted and grounded in the faith and sound in doctrine. I know many churches are preaching that they have the faith, that they have the doctrine, but, amen, if that doctrine does not say that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, that Jesus Christ is the resurrected one, that Jesus Christ is the indwelling Spirit, that Jesus Christ is the only way into heaven, and any other doctrine that says, amen, that you can be baptized any other way, amen, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, you don't want to be swayed.
That's right.
I'm not taking away from those folks. Amen. Let them walk in the light as they see the light.
That's right.
Amen. Our desire is to reveal light to them.
Amen.
That's why I pray, Lord, send people into Connecting Point Church that they might hear the truth.
Amen.
that we might expound the truth.
Yes.
Amen, that we might win a few.
Uh-huh.
Amen, that we might add, amen, to what you have given them, that they may walk in perfect love.
Yes.
Think what I'm saying. But we can help no one if we ourselves are blown of every wind of doctrine, and like the waves of the sea, we aren't stable. The Bible says, if a man desire wisdom, all he has to do is ask God, and God will liberally give him wisdom.
Amen.
But then Paul, or one of the other apostles, might have been James, he makes a warning. But if you're unstable, and you're not rooted and grounded in this faith, don't expect God to show you anything. Don't expect God to give you any wisdom, because you aren't rooted and grounded in Christ. We've got to stay in truth.
Yes.
Amen. Love our brother. Love our sister. Stay in truth.
Amen.
Amen. Don't be swayed. Revelations 1:11, Jesus Christ Himself speaks and says, I am Alpha and Omega. Now we know that's the beginning and the end. We know that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
And He said, I am Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, and I am the end.
Yes.
Jesus says here, I'm the first and the last. And what thou seest, He's spoken to John, He said, write it in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. Amen. This is what Jesus Christ spoke to John on the Isle of Patmos.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am Alpha, I am Omega, I am the beginning, I am the end, I am the first, I am the last, I am the Almighty. He said, I am He that liveth, and I was dead, and behold, I have the keys of heaven. Amen. I have the keys of hell and death.
Amen.
He spoke those words to John.
Yes,
He did. Behold, I am alive forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by Him, the Word. Without Him, the Word was not anything made that was made, and in Him, the Word was life. And that life was the light of men, and it lit every man that comes upon the earth. And the Bible says there was a man named John. He came to bear witness to that light. He wasn't that light, but he came to bear witness of that light.
Amen.
That light, amen, that the Word of God says, that Jesus said, amen, He was in the world. Hear me. This Word was in the world.
Amen.
And the world knew Him not.
Mm-hmm.
He came to His own people, the Jews. His own people received Him not.
Yeah.
But as many as did receive Him, gave He power. Power, truth. Power to become the sons of God. Even as many that believe upon His name. Listen to this. Being born not of the flesh, nor the will of man, nor of blood, but being born of God. We all had our natural birth from our mother's womb. Amen. But we haven't all been born again. We haven't all partaken of the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. We haven't all repented. We haven't all been baptized in Jesus' name for remission of sins.
Amen.
We haven't all received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance.
Amen.
And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Now folks, the law came by Moses. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Grace, the unmerited favor of God.
Mm-hmm.
For we are saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
Amen. Grace and truth. Amen. We're talking now, amen, about the plan of God's salvation.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. We're talking about who is truth. James 1:18 says, of His own will, of the will of God, begat He us from the Word of truth. Catch that.
Mm-hmm.
Of His own will begat He us. We were begat when we were born again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We weren't begat when our natural birth of our parents, because we were born of the flesh. We were not born of the Word of truth.
Amen.
The Word of truth. Thy Word, O God, is truth. God loves truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, but that Word of truth will not pass away.
Sorry.
Of His own will begat He us with the Word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. First fruits, amen, of the born again believer. First fruits of His children, His sons and daughters. I say Jesus Christ is truth.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, you want to hear truth? Is God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is God.
Amen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Some man made up, and he changed the scripture, and he said, you shall know the truth, and obedience to the truth will set you free. But it says here, you shall know the truth, and the truth itself shall set you free.
Amen.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, not three gods in one, not three persons, not three bodies, not Jesus being the second person in the Godhead. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength.
Amen.
And thou shalt love thy neighbor, amen, as thyself. And thou shalt not have any other gods before him.
Amen.
God is a jealous God. The God, amen, of Isaiah said, amen, I looked and I could find no other gods. Did you hear that? God himself looked around to check it out to see if there's any other ones. He said, before me there were no gods created, neither shall there be after me. In Isaiah 43:10-11, the Lord God made a pronouncement, I believe it's for us today. Ye are my witnesses. Hallelujah. Saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. God has chosen us to be his witnesses, that you may know and believe me.
Amen.
Know and believe me.
Yeah.
And understand. Now, is this wisdom? And understand that I am he. Jesus Christ said before Abraham was, I am. When Moses said, whom shall I say, Lord, to send me down to Egypt to deliver the people of God? God spoke and said, say, I am sent you.
Yes.
Before me there was no God formed.
Mm-hmm.
Neither shall there be after me.
Amen.
I, even I, am the Lord. I am the Lord, that is my name. Folks, L-O-R-D, when it's referred to our God, is not, amen, a title. It's His name. His name was Jehovah. His name was Yahweh. His name was Lord.
Amen.
And in the New Testament, Peter said that this same Jesus whom you crucified, God raised from the dead, and God made Him both Lord, God. Made Him God. And Christ, anointed of the Holy Ghost. He is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. If I had come in another man's name or my own name, him you would have received. But I come in my Father's name and you reject me.
Amen.
Now what was Jesus' name? He didn't go by a lot of different nicknames. The only name that Jesus went by was Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, I come in my Father's name.
Mm-hmm.
Now his Father was God the Father. Now what's the God the Father's name?
Jesus.
Jehovah. Hear me. The word Jesus means Jehovah Savior.
Yes.
Think of this. You are my witnesses. Are we going to be his witnesses? Colossians 2:9. For in him, Jesus, dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Great is the mystery of godliness. But here the word says, amen, that Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God is a spirit. Spirit don't have flesh and bone. No man can see his spirit. But Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 1:5 or 1:15. Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Jesus is the image, the reflection of an invisible God. Speaking of Jesus, who is the image. Amen. Jesus is the expressed, visible image of an invisible God. If our God, amen, chose to look in a mirror and to see His reflection, when He looked in that mirror, God would see Jesus Christ looking back at Him.
Amen.
Amen. For God is a spirit, and no man can see a spirit. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus is the body of God.
Amen.
Jesus is the body of God. Let's stand. Church, Jesus Christ is God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is truth.
Yes.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
You shall receive the Holy Ghost and power. Power to know the truth. This is the truth that the world never comes to the knowledge of. Hear me. Mm-hmm. The world will never come to the knowledge that Jesus Christ is God, the Father.
Amen.
They will never come to the knowledge that Jesus Christ is God the Father until the day when the great white throne judgment takes place.
Yeah.
The second resurrection. The resurrection of the damned. The resurrection when death, hell, and the grave, and the sea will give up their dead. Those, amen, that did not come up in the first resurrection, those that did not go up in the rapture, those that weren't part of the, amen, blessed and holy is he, holy, blessed and holy is he that take a part in the first resurrection, for upon him the second death, the lake of fire and brimstone, have no power.
Yes.
But we shall be kings and priests unto our God. But the second resurrection is a resurrection of the damned, and they shall raise and come out of the flames of hell. And the reason it says that they'll come up from the sea and the grave is because in some way, somehow, God is going to take that soul that's in hell and bring it out and give it a body.
Amen.
A physical body. A flesh and bone body.
Amen.
Because that body is going to walk before the great white throne judgment of God, and the books are going to be opened, and every man's going to be judged out of the books, and the Bible says, amen, that no man shall be justified by his works.
Amen.
That's right.
And then another book's going to be opened up called the Lamb's Book of Life. And if the name of that person is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, they're going to be cast into the lake of fire, along with Satan and the Antichrist and the false prophet.
Amen.
And amen, the Word of God tells me, amen, that every knee, those that refuse Christ Jesus today, that won't bow the knee to their mighty God, will not realize and recognize that Jesus Christ is God. They're going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess what? That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's going to be too late.
Yes.
Just to be, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, you know what? I believe that that's going to grieve God. Amen. You know, when Jesus was standing outside the tomb of Lazarus, the Bible says that Jesus wept.
Yes.
Jesus knew he was going to raise him from the dead. But yet Jesus cried, my God, only God knows the tears that he has cried for us. Our God is long-suffering,
amen,
that not one would be lost. Now hear that. Our God puts up with evil and sin. Though He's a righteous God, He can't even stand sin. But yet He suffers with sin because He wants His children saved.
Amen.
My God. I believe that the greatest sin that's ever going to be committed is the sin that you refuse Christ as your Savior.
Amen.
That you counted the blood of Jesus as nothing. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, tonight, we thank you, Father, for truth. We thank you for thy word. Thy word is truth. We pray, oh God, that you'll continue to open up our eyes to the truth. God, that we may grow in the truth. And God, that we may be a light. Amen. A candle. Amen. Set on a hill. That we may, amen, be a light to the world. That we may win a few. God, that we may glean the fields. God, that you will forgive us our sins, our infirmities.
Yes.
And God, we know that we have this beautiful gift of the Holy Ghost in this corruptible earthly vessel.
Yes.
That the glory is not of us, but of God. Amen. That you chose us as a vessel of honor to pour thy Spirit in us. How wonderful you are.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise tonight.
Thank you.
We ask, Father, tonight, that you'll go with us to our homes. God, never depart from us. Lord God, King David said, oh God, create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Cast me not out of thy presence, and take not thy Holy Ghost from me. We have stumbled, Father, and we've failed. We've made many mistakes. We have lacked faith. But Father, we put our trust in you. God, oh God, oh God, we always cry out Jesus. We call out Jesus because you are our God and you are our Father. And we want to go to heaven. We want to be in thy presence, O Lord. God, O God, we don't want to be entangled in the things of this world. Lord God, we don't care about the things of this world. We appreciate everything you've given us, the comforts of life that you've given us, the clothing and the food, amen, the shelter. Lord God, we do appreciate it, and we thank you for it. But our life, God, is hidden in you. Amen. We want our reward. We want to be in your presence day and night forever and ever. It's a wonderful thing, God, to think about, to be in that new city, to be on that new earth, and to be, oh God, right by the throne and the clear living water, clear as crystal coming out of the throne. The tree of life on each side of the river. The 12 manner of fruit for the healing of the nations. Bear their fruit every month. No darkness, all light. No more sadness, no more sorrow. These are not just words. This is our hope. This is what keeps us going when we fall by the wayside. This is what keeps us going when others would turn back.
Amen.
To the world. Turn back to the almond. Turn back to the mire. But Lord, Paul said he's persuaded better things of us. But we aren't those that turn back to perdition and destruction. But we are those that patiently wait for the promise. Patiently wait. And I say as we close tonight, Father, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Though all the world will because of you, because the world doesn't want you to come. They don't want to be accountable for their sin. But Father, I pray, Lord, though the whole world cry, I say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come quickly and take us home. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.